evening. One of, if not, of course, Gator fans, you know, the best basketball coach in all of the land. He is the current head coach for the University of Florida Gators, Coach Mike White. Coach, thanks so much for taking time to speak with us here today on Space Coast Daily Sports Talk. How are you?
I'm awesome. Thanks for having me, guys.
Hey, no problem. Coach, looking forward to getting you here on Thursday for the big Gator Club event coming up at the Melbourne Auditorium. They always draw a great crowd, giving out $16,000 plus in UF scholarships to incoming students. Coach, first of all, I know you have some ties, or at least know some people that have some ties here in the Brevard County area. Have you visited Brevard County before, and what's your thoughts on it?
Yeah, I can't lie to you. I have visited Brevard County, I would say, 100 times. I love it down there.
Yeah.
It's a place that it's very near and dear to my heart. My family has spent a lot of time down there on the water and on the intercoastal and on the beach. We're familiar with downtown Melbourne, of course. For whatever reason, about 15 years ago, we started meeting there as a family every summer. And so a summer hadn't gone by without us getting down there and taking in all that Brevard has to offer. It's a beautiful area, great people, and we love visiting.
And we love our basketball talent down here too. We got some pretty good teams, some pretty good players. We're talking to head coach of the University of Florida Gators, Mike White. And coach, before we get into talking basketball a little bit, the one thing that really strikes me about you is you're a family man, a through and through family man. And I wanted to ask you about that, coach. Five kids, a great wife, coach. How do you balance the success with being the type of all-in family man that you are?
Well, I appreciate it. That's a compliment to me. I will take it because that's what we strive to do in our family is to put family first and not really get caught up. You know, I love being here at the University of Florida. I love coaching basketball, but those things don't define me. You know, I'm a husband and a father who happens to be the luckiest guy in the world to be able to coach at the University of Florida. But I try to be as balanced as possible. Sometimes it's very difficult to do that, especially during the season. Of course, all of us coaches really in all sports struggle, some more than others, of course, with maintaining that balance. I know I do. You know, again, one of the things that helps us with that balance is to try to get away at times, even if it's for 36, 48 hours, you know, even if it's, again, shooting down to Brevard County and sitting on the beach for a few hours. Sometimes that helps us just connect, you know, with the little ones. They're what's most important to me, and they're all talented and healthy, and I'm very, very blessed.
Talking to Coach Mike White, University of Florida Gators, here on Space Coast Daily Sports Talk. Coach White will be at the Melbourne Auditorium this Thursday evening for the annual Gator Gathering event, very great event that the Space Coast Gator Club puts on. Last year, they set a record for attendance with Coach McElwain's appearance last year.
Big time.
Coach,
that's great.
It was phenomenal, Coach. And aside from the fact that I think worth mentioning again is they're giving out $16,500 to incoming University of Florida students here from Brevard County. So I think it's going to be just a fantastic evening.
Yeah, no question.
All
excited
right.
to be a part of it. Excited to get back down, and always neat to meet new Gators.
Yeah, no question. 27-9 last year. Before I get to that, Coach, first of all, I want to tell Gators fans, Keisha, you've had your head in the sand here so far this summer. Coach White signed an extension that'll keep him here in Gainesville for the next 6 years. So congratulations on that, Coach. Very excited about that. 27-9 last year, a deep run into the NCAA tournament, Coach, that ended one victory shy of the Final Four. Talk a little bit about the success of last season, Coach. This may sound like a silly question, but I know Gator fans weren't expecting such a deep run in the NCAA tournament at the start of the year. But as you watch this team throughout the course of the year, Coach, this was a team that you literally saw before your eyes grow, mature, common ground. game chemistry, and it all really seemed to come together there at the end, didn't it?
No, it really did. You know, in fact, despite, in addition to all that, despite the adversity with Johnny Bunu going down, and I only bring that up to further cement my point that it was all about the camaraderie, the chemistry, the leadership, that this team had a lot of the intangible things that we talk about as coaches, a lot of the cliches, you know, forgive me for using them or even considering, all of the different ways that that our guys overcame the adversity and all the different ways that our guys were special in the locker room and the culture of this current team. It was neat. I mean, it was something that we'll always remember. We were very fortunate to be a part of. We made a big jump with our culture and our chemistry, our connectivity from year one to year two. And that was the biggest reason that we were able to make that run, improve during the season. Our guys were coaching each other. They took complete ownership of what we were doing. You always want to max out as a coach. You want your team to max out. I certainly think if this team didn't, we were really, really close. And it's why, again, when Johnny Bunu goes down, you've got the next guy right there in Kavarius Hayes who's ready to step up and do whatever he's got to do to help his team. And Gorjak Gak steps into Kavarius's place. And it was neat. You know, it's a step in the right direction. We're trending upward again with culture being rebooted. You know, we've now simulated what at least a semblance of what Coach Donovan had with the tremendous culture. I hate to wear that word out so much, but it's, you know, it's genuine. It's my genuine thoughts on the whole deal. And hopefully we can continue with all of those intangibles being as constant as they were with last year's team.
Talking to head coach Mike White, University of Florida Gators men's basketball team, a 149-64 career mark. For those of you, I'll do the math for you. That's a 700 winning percentage. I'll repeat that, 700 winning percentage. Amazing, Coach. Amazing record. Coach, what did you look to be having as much fun? At times, obviously, it was tense out there. The miracle at Madison Square Garden. But, Coach, you looked to be having as much fun as your players were having out there. What did you learn last year coming down the stretch there in the Elite Eight that you can take forward into next season?
First off, anything can happen, of course. When you watch that game against Wisconsin, they could have easily gotten us. You know, we're up 12 with 5 minutes and squandered it. And you know, I'm sure Wisconsin's saying, heck, we were up 5 in overtime and squandered it. So anything can happen in the NCAA tournament was the rule that we learned first and foremost. Going back to what we talked about a couple minutes ago, I think that it's been very much confirmed that if you've got a team that's all pulling in the same direction, that's willing to sacrifice for each other, that's putting the we above the me. Again, I hate to wear out the cliches, but with all of those things being evident, I think you can overachieve a little bit. I think you can improve during the season a little bit, and put yourself in a position if you're really, really consistent to at least have a shot every night. And then I think that this current team and the state of our program, it's we learned that we ought to be confident in what we're doing. We're doing some things the right way. You know, these sophomores ought to feel really good coming into their junior year. These juniors, you know, the rising seniors, Chris Gilles, Johnny Bunu, these type guys, they ought to have gained some confidence from last year's run in the way that we finished.
You lose maybe a player you didn't expect to lose in Devin Robinson when he declared signed with the Washington Wizards, but you get a player back, Coach. I think I heard this correctly last year that you didn't expect to return in Igbunu. Talk about how big that is, if you don't mind, getting John back for another year.
No, it's great. It was a big recruiting coup. I remember we were sweating it out there, and there was probably a week left in terms of that window when you've got to either stay in or pull your name out. And it was evening here. I was the only one in the office. And John called, and I thought he was just calling to chat. And he called to say that he wants to be a Gator another year. I said, "Well, John, that's a big recruiting call for me." It was exciting. and we celebrated. We had a nice dinner as a family over that one. So we love John. He's so talented, and he was really playing well when he got hurt. I remember the game at Auburn where he tore his ACL, and he had some monster dunks and some really good finishes early in that game. He was really getting off to a great start. Just really unfortunate. We're really excited that John's coming back. We get a chance to play in the tournament with him. You know, it's something that he hadn't had an opportunity to do yet. And then we've got a chance also to get him back to 100%. He's our guy. He's a Gator. We want to see him leave here healthy before he moves on to become a professional athlete. But at the same time, we're going to be patient with him, and it's going to be quite some time before he's out there running up and down the floor in Exact Tech Arena helping the Gators.
Finishing up here with head coach Mike White of the University of Florida Gators men's basketball team. And coach, that's a perfect transition talking about John into expectations. And we talk cliches, as you alluded to, in sports all the time. But the finish last year, the recruiting class, the returning seniors in Allen, Chioza, Hayes, Stone, et cetera. The list goes on there, coach, returning players. Expectations for this coming season. I know coaches tell me, you know, they don't look at polls, but the Gators are ranked pretty high in a lot of way too early
right.
polls, coach.
Yeah.
Talk about your expectations for this team.
Sure. No, it's nuts. I've seen us ranked really high. I've seen some of the bracketology stuff that I don't even care to repeat here on air. I mean, it's so high. The expectations are so high. They're so unrealistic because it's so early. I say that they got to put somebody in there. You know, they're probably unrealistic for everybody right now because every team has got so much to figure out about themselves. But it doesn't surprise me, you know, with what we have returning and the couple transfers that we had. I think that any time teams make a run like we did, I think the media would probably err on expectations being a little bit higher than they should be. And hey, I get it. I understand. I've been around it for a while. That said, my expectation is to figure out what our culture is going to be. I mean, we could be a team. I think next year's team has a very wide spectrum. There's so much that we've got to learn about each other and ourselves. We're going to be dependent upon a bunch of new guys. A bunch of guys in new roles. I can tell you, if our culture is just as healthy as it was last year, all the intangibles, if this team will sacrifice as much as last year, if this team is as driven, if we get comparable leadership like we got from Casey Hill and Justin Leon and Canyon Berry, and they're willing, again, to put the team and winning above personal agendas, if our locker room is just as healthy, if we can avoid injury, I think we could be just as good. I do. But we've got to prove that we're going to be really good in all those areas first. And we can't forget. I'm going to have my first team meeting with our guys tonight. Today's first day of summer B. Workouts start today. Our first team meeting tonight with this new team, with Igor, with Jalen, with these four freshmen. And even with John and Chris and these guys, this is a different team. And last year had nothing to do with this coming season. And so we're starting over with this coming season's culture, the 2017-18 team. Let's see what we're all about first. If we're all about the right things, we give ourselves a chance to be as good.
Final question for Coach Mike White, University of Florida men's basketball team. Coach, your basketball team really seemed to jumpstart an amazing spring for the University of Florida, track championship and women's tennis national championship. You see the baseball teams in the finals. The women were runners up. Culture is so important to you, the program. Talk about what it's like to be a part of a winning culture like that.
Yeah. No, it's an honor, man. It's Jeremy Foley's in my living room, a couple springs ago, and just to have the interest from the University of Florida was humbling. And when I was educated about the all of the national championships that have been won here, I was somewhat familiar, but not fully. And how successful, I don't want to mention one coach's name because I'll leave three or four out, but the championships that are won throughout and the way that these coaches go about handling their business and the way that they treat people and the way that they all interact together, the camaraderie within the athletic department and also amongst the administrators. You know, Jeremy obviously created a monster here. And Scott is going to do wonderful things. But, you know, Sully's playing for a national championship, and it's not surprising. Sully's going to be in the conversation every year, and I mentioned when I said I wasn't going to. But it's just an honor to – we have monthly head coaching meetings, and it's an honor to exchange ideas, to just discuss – these coaches' teams and how they handle their student-athletes and the relationships that they have and motivational techniques and athletic techniques and just to have, you know, that standard of excellence that you're a very, very small part of and to be able to use that in recruiting, it's a wonderful thing. And we're very, very fortunate to be Florida Gators.
Well, I'd love to be a fly on the wall at that monthly meeting. Coach, I thank you so much for taking time out of what I know is an absolute busy time for you. It's always a busy time for head coaches and programs like Florida. And we look forward down here at the Space Coast Gator Club. We here at Space Coast Daily look forward to talking with you on Thursday as we pack the house here at the Melbourne Auditorium. Coach, thanks so much for your time today, and can't wait to see you on Thursday here in Melbourne.
No problem. Likewise. Fired up to get down there.